Today's scripture reading is from the book of Acts, chapter 2, verses 41 through 47. So those who welcomed his message were baptized, and that day about 3,000 people were added. They devoted themselves to the apostles' teaching and fellowship, to the breaking of bread and the prayers. All came upon everyone, because many wonders and signs were being done by the apostles. All who believed were together and had all things in common. They would sell their possessions and goods and distribute the proceeds to all as any had need. Day by day, as they spent much time together in the temple, they broke bread at home and ate their food with glad and generous hearts, praising God and having the goodwill of all people. And day by day, the Lord added to their numbers those who were being saved. The word of God for the people of God. Praise be to God.
Good morning and welcome to Southerly Church. I'm Pastor Lee. I'm so glad that you are here. And this is a wonderful time of having vacation. Many of the people are out of town, but you are being here. And thank you so much. And today, the sermon topic, our title is how. The question is this. How may we become or are becoming fully devoted followers of Christ? What practices or what are the things that we need to be thinking about and doing that will help us to follow Jesus Christ as a Christ devoted follower? That's the topic. 2 weeks ago, I shared with you, why should we follow Jesus Christ? The answer is no other person, no other name, only through Jesus Christ. Knowing Jesus and following him, we have eternal life. That is why here we see that our mission, knowing Jesus and following him and spreading hope and healing as devoted followers of Jesus Christ. And then last week I shared with you, what does it look like when a person is becoming a fully devoted follower of Jesus Christ? Using Luke 9:21 and the following, I shared with you, devoted followers of Christ, key word is this, keep on following Jesus. Keep on following Jesus, knowing that in that process we may face great sufferings, rejections, even death. But we keep on following Jesus, always putting Christ first and above all else. When a person does that clearly, then we say, there is a follower of Jesus Christ, a fully devoted follower of Jesus Christ. And today's topic is Pastor, what other things, what practices should I think about and paying attention, actually doing? What are the things that I need to be thinking about doing in that way? By doing that and by practicing that, I become or I am becoming more fully devoted followers of Jesus Christ. That is today's topic. As we do that, interestingly, scripture in today's reading, the Bible in Acts 2, 41-47, twice the Bible says in 42, it says they devoted themselves to, and then the things that only Christ follows and devoted followers of Jesus Christ, these are the things they practiced. You with me? These are the things they practiced. These are the things that they devoted themselves to. And then verse 46, this is my translation, but you should trust me because that's why I'm trained, right? So the Bible says, actually, your translation may say, they spend lots of time, lots of time in the temple, but the Greek original text is the same word that was used in verse 42. That word is, they devoted themselves to this thing. So what I'm saying is this, in today's teaching, twice the scripture explains the only Christians after they welcomed the message of salvation about Jesus Christ, and then they say in response to that, they were baptized. They didn't stop there. Here comes our topic. Here's why we are studying this text. After that, the scripture says twice clearly, these people, after they welcomed the message of salvation through Jesus Christ, after they were baptized, they didn't stop. They didn't say, I'll see you on Christmas, Easter, and Thanksgiving. And I'll see you at weddings and funerals. They devoted themselves to this teaching. These were their practices. These defined them. If you read the book of Acts, right after this story, in Acts 2, Peter and John, and they went to the temple, healed a person, lame person. And after that, guess what? After that, they were falsely accused, beaten, and threatened, and thrown to jail. Keep on reading the book of Acts. Many of the followers of Jesus Christ, yes, got some miracles and great things God did through them. But lots of time they went through great suffering, rejected and thrown to jail and beaten and even killed. But they kept on following Jesus, always putting Jesus first and above all else. So we know they were devoted followers of Jesus Christ. And then the question is, what things they devoted themselves? That's today's topic. In that way, we can imitate and we do the same thing in that way. We too become fully devoted followers of Jesus Christ. Before that, when the Bible talked about devoted followers of Christ, when the Bible says that so-and-so devoted himself or herself to certain things, what does that mean? What does that mean? We say, you know, so-and-so is an avid golfer or, you know, playing golf, or, you know, someone is really devoted to playing golf. And then, like that person, whether the temperature is 100 degrees or not, that person will go out and play golf. If you're an avid fishing person just like me, and whether it rains or not, I don't care, I want to go out fishing. When the Bible talks about the first followers, after they are repented and then baptized, when the Bible says they devoted themselves to, the Greek word proskartereo, it means three things. First, the devoted followers of Christ, they continue to do certain things. Or the first meaning of that is they will continue to be attached to someone, in this case, Jesus. Continue to doing it. Continue to being attached to Jesus or royal to Jesus. That is first thing made a person devoted follower of Jesus Christ. Next is, two or three come together. Next is not only just following Jesus continuously, but the heart is defined with this intense desire. Are you with me? When a person is a devoted follower of Jesus Christ, not only just keeps on continuously following Jesus, but doing it because that person loves Jesus. That person is so grateful for Jesus. See, you know, like me, you died on the cross, you forgive all my sins, and you adopted me as your own, blessing me with every spiritual blessing. Lord, I thank you. I love you. So with that, out of that, with intense effort and desire and love, fully devoted, follow Jesus Christ, follow Jesus. Next is, what's that? Not everything is going to be smooth. Not all your prayers will be answered. But there will be difficulties and hardships. Just reading the book of Acts clearly shows this. Lots of difficulties, rejections, and beating, thrown to a prison, even getting killed. But in spite of that, they were devoted to Jesus Christ and following Jesus Christ. What are the three things? First is continuing. Next is with intense and love. Third is, we know it's not going to be easy, difficulties and hardship. Yet always putting Christ first and keeps on following Jesus. That's the meaning and definition of the disciples of Jesus Christ, fully devoted followers of Jesus Christ. I want to say DFC, fully devoted followers of Jesus Christ. And three things, there are more than three, but I want to focus on three things that these devoted followers of Jesus Christ continued to do with intense effort, despite our difficulties. And three things I'd like to identify. There are more than three, but three things I'd like to identify. First, in verse 42, it says, they devoted themselves to the apostles, what was the word? Teaching and fellowship, and to the breaking of the bread and the prayers. What does it sounds like if people get together and they were listening to God's word, they're having fellowship together, they broke the bread together, celebrating communion, they prayed a lot. In verse 47, it says they praised God a lot. And what do we call that? Worship. Worship. Communion, participation, and full meal, actually. When first Christ followers, they were having communion, it was not just, you know, one bread and one cup. Actually, they were having full meal. And with that, they celebrated communion. I wish that we practiced that here too. But, you know, they devoted themselves to the apostle teaching. They took us seriously. They went to the church and worshiped God. Their primary reason they went to the church is to hear the word of God. To hear the word of God. Their heart were like this. Lord, I'm here. Speak to me today as I worship you. I need your word. I need your guidance. I need your wisdom, Lord. Please speak to me today, Lord. And they took communion seriously. Communion is celebrating the death and resurrection of Jesus Christ. And not only that, through the Holy Spirit, Christ being with us. Through this tangible means of bread and juice, Christ is here, meets me, sometimes heals me, challenges me and changes me, gives me strength to face tomorrow. That's communion. And participating things. All the Christians, they didn't just go to the temple and worship God and said, you know, I'm in a hurry, I need to go, I'll see you next week. But they love to stay together. And sharing things together and time together. How are you? How's your knee? How can I pray for you? You're looking for a job? I've been praying for you and thinking about you. How are your children doing? Pastor, I pray for your children every day, someone tell me. That means a lot. You know what? For us to have authentic and genuine, deep Christian faith and this relationship, devotion, what? It takes time. It takes time. Things can't be done in a hurry. Those things take time. These are first Christ followers, devoted followers of Christ. They took worship, communion, participation, and having this time together and praying together very seriously. They kept on doing this. They continued to doing this, do this with the intense effort, despite challenges and difficulties. Even though they were threatened, if you keep on doing this, we're going to hurt you, we're going to kill you, we're going to throw you to jails. But they kept on doing this. In doing that, they followed Jesus Christ. Parents and grandparents, this is one thing that I discovered and I want to share with you. I want you to take this with prayerful thoughts. One day I was reading the book of Genesis, you know, reading all Genesis, and also Spirit led me to read Revelation. So if you read, if you fully understand Genesis and Revelation, you have full understanding of all the scripture. And I was reading Genesis and also Revelation. Well, what is the one theme, Lord, you're trying to teach me? Well, what is one thing matter to you, Lord, in the book of Genesis and also Revelation? The word is worship. Abram was not perfect. He lied several times. Jacob, you kidding? He is a chronic liar and cheating. Isaac, those people in the Bible were not perfect. They were not evil, being evil intentionally. But one thing, as I was reading the book of Genesis, Lord, why were you blessing them so much? And why you treat them with such a grace and favor, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob? And what are the people do in heaven, in the presence of God? One word begins with W. Worship. Worship. So may I ask you, parents and grandparents, take worship seriously. Come to the presence of God. Come to exalt and praise and honor God. Come with this expectation. The Lord will speak to me. The Lord will give me wisdom and guidance today. Today. Lord, I have this burden. I need your help. Come with that expectation, and then you'll be blessed, and you will be, parents and grandparents, blessings to your children and grandchildren the way Abram was blessed and was blessing to others. And next is in 43, it says, and awe came upon everyone because many wonders and signs were being done by the apostles. And I ask you, pray for Pete Jones. I talked to him at the hospital and also yesterday. Thanks be to God. He said, you know, Pastor, I remember Tom Thompson and other things. And he says, I know my Savior and Lord Jesus. I have peace. So for that, I'm very thankful. However, I believe if it is Lord's will, even pancreatic cancer, stage 4 cancer, can be healed in Jesus' name and power. And I believe in that. Signs and wonders can happen through church friends. Let us pray so that God's power and God's will be done. Let's pray intensely and also ask and humbly and expect God's miracles be happening to us and through us. And with that, it says, all who believed were together and had all things in common. They would sell their possessions and goods and distribute the proceeds to all. Here's a key thing, as any had need. The only disciples, the first devoted followers of Jesus Christ, they didn't just say, you know, we love worshiping God, we love the Word of God, we memorize the Word of God, we pray a lot, therefore we are so super holy. No. What they learned and heard, what the Holy Spirit has spoken to them, they put into practice. They served the needy. If you read the book of Acts, chapter 6, verse 1, and there says, the early church, one of the primary things they did was, along with worship and praying and spreading the gospel, they took care of the needy, orphans and widows, provide their food and shelter. Because of this serving, because these early Christian followers, they devote themselves in this doing good deeds in the name of Jesus Christ, helping the poor and the needy, because of this, their noble and good deeds and behaviors, even the people, unbelievers in Jerusalem, they looked at these Christians with favor, and they were saying, you know, those Christians, they are different. They are good people. I'm not a believer yet, but they are good people. I wonder what makes them so good and generous and caring people. So, second thing is very clear. The first are devoted followers of Jesus Christ. Yes, they worshiped God, but at the same time, they continue to serve with intense effort despite difficulties. Next is, it says, verse 46, day by day, they devoted themselves to worshiping at the temple. Worshiping at the temple and breaking bread house to house, eating their food with, this is my translation from the original Greek text, that should be translated with this word, with ecstatic joy. gladness, that doesn't do well with the original text says. The meaning is not just, you know, well, that's great, that's nice. No, this is ecstatic joy and simple heart. Simple heart. Praising God and having the goodwill of all the people. And among other things already mentioned and covered, this one thing that I want you to notice is house to house, home to home. They loved God so much, they wanted to pray more, hear the word of God at the temple, but at the same time, they knew once a week, 20 or 30 minutes hearing the word of God, that doesn't sustain them throughout the week. So they wanted to meet homes. Today, this home, next day, other home, and meeting at homes again, hearing the word of God and praying for one another, sharing God's word, and also it appears that according to some historical research, even at home, they celebrate the communion, or the communion has been celebrated already, they have taken that to home and celebrated it again, and praising, encouraging. If anyone has need and also providing them with the clothing and food and other things. The key thing is if they met home, have this Christian fellowship and prayed for one another, encourage one another, hear the word of God, and then what do we call that? Home group or small groups. Yesterday with Charlie, was spending some time with Peter Jones and also Peter Jones' brother, Pat Jones, another lawyer from Atlanta, came and we got to talk. And as we are talking, Pat Jones, Peter's brother, talking about his church in Atlanta. Believe that along with Texas in Atlanta, things are huge. And so his church is one of the largest United Methodist Church in Atlanta, Peachtree United Methodist Church. And he says, you know, this kind of blew my mind. He says, the senior pastor did this fundraising for some things for the church, and the goal was $25 million. They raised that in 6 months. $25 million raised in 6 months, and one person gave $10 million. I don't mind. You want to do it? Then Peter's brother said, I didn't ask this, and he says, you know, out of nowhere, small groups are so important. That's what he said. I didn't ask. We are talking about something else. Fundraising $25 million. And then out of nowhere he says, small groups are so important for our faith growth. My sermon can do only this much. This is once a week. But when you get it together, possibly weekly, at least every other week, get together and pray together, encourage and feed each other and hold each other accountable, that's when real faith growth happens. That's what it's saying there. And next is 47. It says, so actually I shared with you three things, right? Didn't I? Right. What are the three things? That all Christians, devoted followers of Jesus Christ, they devoted themselves to? First, worship. Second is? What was the second? Serving the need. Through the actual day spread of God. Third is small group or home group. Those three things. When they devoted to those three things and they continued to do those three things with intense effort despite difficulties, and then what was the fruit? What the result? What happened? They glorified God in having the goodwill of all the people. The Greek text is clear, says these are the people outside of church. People in the community, they recognize Christians are different. They are different. They are noble, honorable, generous. That's what's happened. And this is a wonderful thing. day by day, the Lord added to the number of those who are being saved or are held. That's our goal, isn't it? That's what we are shooting for. That's what we want to see happen. That's what we want to happen. God was exalted, unbelievers praised Christians, people were saved. And the part that I really like about this, when we do this, continue to follow Jesus Christ with intense effort, despite difficulties, always putting Christ, and guess what? We will somehow experience ecstatic joy and simple hearts. That's the blessing of God. So this is what we know, if I may summarize. The first century devoted followers of Jesus Christ, they continued the three things, worship, grew through small group or home groups, and third is they served and witnessed God. With this intense effort, despite difficulties and threats and beatings, imprisonment and even death, when they did that, and great things happened. God was exalted, even unbelievers, they were curious about Christians. And we work for the kingdom of God, saving the lives of all people. We get to live in God's ecstatic joy. If you read the Bible with this, you'll find these are the typical telltale characteristic things that all the believers did. And also, Jesus did this. I'm not going to go into the detail,